What is the launch of Term Cora going to do for the exchange, and what will data from Term Cora do?
Cora always sounds a little bit different for everybody, but why don't I just actually spell out what Cora stands for, and it's really the Canadian Overnight Repo Rate Average. And this average, or this Cora, measures the cost of overnight collateral funding in Canada in Canadian dollars using Government of Canada Treasury bills and bonds as collateral for repurchase transactions. So just putting the stage on sort of what Cora stands for. So in January, John, we through an industry group similar to other jurisdictions, there was a committee that was set up called Canadian Alternative Reference Rate Working Group, CAR, as we call it in Canada. And, you know, through consultation with the industry and so forth, there was a recommended methodology for calculating a Term Cora benchmark that was designed to be a robust benchmark that adheres to IOSCO principles. And the benchmark will be derived from transactions and executable bids and offers from Cora interest rate futures that's trading on our MX exchange. And the benefit of using this futures for the calculation of Term Cora is that the futures market is both a transparent and a regulated market. And this methodology, like I said, is really consistent to the approach that has happened in other jurisdictions, just like Term SOFR. Our announcement last week was that CanDeal Benchmark Solutions and TMX Data Links launched the forward-looking 1 month and 3 month Term Cora benchmark. And it's on beta testing right now. So if clients want it, they can reach out to us and they can actually beta test this. The actual launch will happen in September. The production launch will happen in September 2023. And Term Cora will complement Cora as a replacement for the CDOR in terms of certain products. And in particular, use of Term Cora will be restricted use cases, but that is stipulated by CAR. And the benchmark is going to, like I said, it's going to aggregate transactions between a time period of 10 to 12 daily by TMX Data Links. And what we would do is we would then pass this aggregated pricing to CanDeal, who would be the benchmark administrator, and they will actually use the Bank of Canada methodology to create the curve, at which point they'll send it back to Data Links, and we would use our channels and distribution to send out these rates to clients on a T plus zero basis, which is quite unique, actually, because I think most other rates are on a T plus one. So it's definitely a made in Canada solution.
How important has the extension of trading hours on the MX been to a product like Cora?
You know, our extended hours has been extremely successful. It really is as a response to our clients, and we have fairly very international client base, especially Data Links. I think most of our clients are outside of Canada, and we have 5,000 contracted clients. So with the extended hour, it really does allow us to cater to a global client base. And this really helps with Term Cora, because Term Cora is going to be the benchmark that people use in terms of loans or hedging. And it gives them the flexibility to be able to use that and be able to have it readily available with our extended hours.
The experience in Canada is somewhat similar to that in the U.S. with LIBOR. What do you expect to see as we move closer to the expiration of CDOR in Canada?
I think my MX colleagues actually are planning to formalize a fallback plan for the BAX futures, which is currently the 3 month that is based on CDOR. And with the CDOR cessation, our goal would be that all outstanding BAX positions post June 2024 will be converted into equivalent to the 3 month Cora futures contracts. More importantly, what we're seeing is we're actually seeing greater adoption of the 3 month Cora futures as it stands today. So we are seeing our clients really seeing Cora first and doing that basis on its own.
How have the regulators responded to the Term Cora plan from TMX?
Because this is a made in Canada solution, all the major stakeholders, are all our Q1 banks, as well as other stakeholders, has been well communicated to. And like I said, because it's a made in Canada solution between CanDeal and ourselves, there's active participation by this group that I talked about, the CAR group, as well as Bank of Canada, is well endorsed. And we have the buy-in from, you know, full transparency with our regulators, the OSC, the AMF. So they're well educated, well supportive on this initiative.
What does the data for Term Cora look like?
The data right now we're sending out is the 1 month and the 3 month term CORRA benchmark. So clients can actually see what it looks like now before even the production in September. So people can start testing to it. And it's based on transactions that are coming from our MX futures market, which is our 1 month and 3 month MX futures. And what we did do was we've done extensive backtesting with in conjunction with Candeal, because they'll be calculating the curve. So we've been really testing, creating a more robust solution. We've used our cloud delivery platform so that we can be able to send over data points to Candeal. And you know, it's very successful, because we right now have sort of back tested it with when the 3 month was listed. The 1 month was listed earlier this year, so and we've seen adoption to that as well. And so overall, what we've done is look at batches of data between 10 to 12, calculate a number of trading statistics, and we've used these statistics as input for Candeal to create the curve. And you know, so far so good. We actually have a number of clients looking at the rates today, and you know, we haven't had any sort of any feedback as to any issues. So we're really happy about the beta launch as it stands.